The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen.
Daf Yud Bet. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Fu'ah Shelema. Yosef Ben Sarah, Rahamim Ben Adel, and Sarah Bat Rachel. Enna Refana Lahim. Enna Refana Lahim. Enna Refana Lahim. Fata Nefesh Ufuata Guf. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Bet, and we are three lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan Kansar Rishon Leshum Nisuin. A person got married to a lady Leshum Nisuin, which means that he had Nisuin. And what happened? V'yesh la'edim shelo nistera. She has witnesses that they were not secluded, which means there was a chuppah, but there was no seclusion, and therefore they weren't together. Therefore, there was no bi'ah iname or nistera velo shata kede bi'ah. Or there was a stira, means there was a seclusion, but there wasn't enough time in order to have a bi'ah. Which basically the testimony is that she did not have relations. Still, the second guy that marries her does not have a claim. He cannot come along and say what? That she was not a betula. Because already since the first person married her and made a chupa, which means was kansa, so therefore, even though there's a testimony that says that nothing happened, still he loses his ta'ana of ta'anat bitulim. Let's read Rashi. V'yesh la'edim shlo nistera rebuta ashmi'inan v'afilu ache. Even if you have witnesses, en asheni yachol lit'on ta'anat bitulim lafsida ketubata. He still cannot say you're not a bitulat to mafsida ketubah v'lema mekah ta'ut. I'm about to say it was a mekah ta'ut. Share kansa rishon ve'alav lada'at shel nif'ilah. In his mind, he's thinking she was Nif'ila. Very important words of Rashi. Which means, even though you have testimony and witnesses, he thinks the witnesses are just covering up just trying to protect her. But in his mind, he's got to think, if there was already a marriage before this, that she said Be'ula. So al da'ad bad, he got married. So now he can't come along, now all of a sudden she's not a Be'ula, and come along and say, oh, she's not a Be'ula. Doesn't work that way. Okay, so that's the first deen of the Gemara. So comes Gemara and says, Amarava. So Rabba learns something from this Braita. He deduces something from the Braita. What does he say? Zoto Meret. This teaches us Kansa Behizkat Betula. Right? Guy got married and he was under the assumption that she's Behizkat Betula. Vinimset Be'ula. And then what happened? It was found that she indeed was a Be'ula. Yeshla ketuba maneh. She still has a ketuba of 100, like a be'ula, meaning it's not totally a mekah ta'ut, like in this case over here. This case over here, it's like she had a chizkat betula, because she had witnesses that came along and said that there was no stira or there was no time for bi'ah. And still what? When she's find out to be a be'ula, the Gemara says it's not a mekah ta'ut. He has no claim of betulim. Rashi, zot omeret. Now in this case over here, when he married this lady, in the case of the Braita, he married her al da'at that she was a betula. He did rely on the witnesses. That's right, he cannot be mafsida li maneh, which means he cannot come along and be mafsid. So therefore, Rava's learning a halakha from this Braita. What's the halakha is from Braita? That if a person gets married b'chizkat betula and she's found a Be'ula, she still has a ketubah of a maneh, just like the din of A, Be'ula, meaning it's not a mekah ta'ut. It's not considered a mistake. Why? Because like this, the logic is because this guy that got married, he got married by Hizkat Betula, in the sense that there was witnesses. And still was saying what? He has no ta'ana of Betulin, which means he cannot claim it's a Mekah Ta'ud if he has to give her the 100. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Be'alma le'olam emalach letla klal. Normally I'll tell you that if the person gets married by Hizkat, she's a betula, and she's not, it's a mekah ta'ut. She don't even get a 100. The whole thing is nullified. Aye, what about the case of the Braita? Veshani acha sharek kansa rishon. Over here it's different. Because bottom line, kansa rishon, the first guy already got married, and therefore, what's the claim? The claim over here is that since it was kansari shon lechupa, she wasn't b'hizkat betula, that's the point. Since she wasn't b'hizkat betula gimura, because after all she was married to the first guy, so in this case we're going to say she gets the 100 and he has no claim. But in the regular case where it's the first marriage, and he's thinking it's hizkat betula, and she comes along and she's not a betula, she loses everything, it's a mekah ta'ut. This case is different. Why is it different again? She was married, you should have realized. Like, you're married, what is the gap over here? It's the match, she's not a betula. That's why she gets the money. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ni'ush shemet tahtav zinta. Oh, Gemara has a concern now. You're telling this guy, this husband, this second husband, you have no claims of it. Don't come to Betin, stay home. Even though she's not a betula, your claim's not a claim, you got to give it a ketubah. So the Gemara says, why are you doing that? Maybe we should necessitate him to come to Betin, to level his claim, that what? To testify that she was not a betula. Maybe witnesses will surface now and prove that what? That she was actually zinta tahtav. That maybe she had a relation after he got married. And therefore she's asura to him. Which means, why are you concerned that maybe she's asura to him? Maybe there was a bi'ah that took place after the irusin, let's say. And therefore, by telling this guy you have no claim, it'll never come to surface, because he's not coming to Beddin. By him not coming to Beddin, nobody's going to talk about the case. Nobody's going to come and testify. So the Gemara says, let the guy come to testify in Beddin. Let him say that she's not a betula, and then maybe we're able to discern a situation where maybe she actually had a bi'ah after the irusin and she's forbidden to him. Look at Nashi. Nashi says, "V'ni'u shema tahtav zinta." Amat nitim parich dektani en ashini yachol litron ta'anat betulin velo maskikina le lavo lebedin velo yitbarer hadavar im tahtav zinta im lo veshemme asuraya lo. Maybe indeed she's asuratim. Now that she says bishta ma'anach de le'el damnin and kansa be'azkat betulah v'nimsed be'ula yesh la ketuvah, which means bishta ma'an, the cases that we said above where kansa b'hizkat betula. That's the case where, let's say, they got married b'hizkat that she was a betula. Vinim said be'ula, and we found out she was a be'ula. Yesh la ketubah. Above we said that she gets a ketubah. Lo makshinan. Over there, we're not concerned that maybe there was in tat tahtav. Ye'ikal lememar kesheba lebet din ubau edim shezinta kodem lachen. Which means over there, the guy's going to come to bet din. In the case we discussed above, the guy had a... she had a hizkat betula, let's say. And then when he got married, she was not a betula. So what do we say above? She gets a ketubah. She gets a maneh. Now she says, we're not worried about that case that maybe zinta tahtav. Why? Because in those cases over there, he's coming to Bet Din. So as long as he's coming to Bet Din, everything will come out in truth. Avalacha ketani en yachol leton. Here it's a different language. He doesn't even have a ta'ana. Mitokach lo yavo lebet din. When it says en yachol leton means... he has zero claim. So the Gemara is concerned. What do you mean zero claim? By not letting him come to Beit Din, could be they're going to find out that it was zintat tahtav, which is asuratim. Amar Rav Shervia, kegon shekidesh u ba'al le'altar. The case is talking about where they made a the second guy made a kiddushin, and he was ba'al le'altar immediately. So there's no safek that she was ba'al tahtav. We're talking about a case where the second guy got married, and immediately after the kiddushin, bi'ah. So there's no safek in this case that there was a bi'ah tahtav. That's how you have to say the case. Good. So that's the first din. V'ikad de'matni la'amatnitin. Some learned this whole Gemara, not on the Braita, but on the Mishnah. What Mishnah? Betula almana girusha halutza min hanisuin. Have a betula. She's an almana, or she is a girusha, or a halutza min hanisuin. Okay, how is she betula, for example? Let's say she got married, and before the bi'ah, the guy died. So she's a betula almana. Okay? What's the deen? Ketubatan maneh. So the ketubah they have is a maneh, is 100. Ve'en lahem ta'anat betulin. And there is no ta'anat betulin, which means you cannot come along and say she wasn't a betula. Because once already she was married once, already there is no more ta'anat betulin. So comes the Gemara and says, ve'en lahem ta'anat betulin. Betula min hanisu'in, heki mashka'ata. So Gemara, what's the case? How is a lady a betula min hanisu'in? Kegon sheniknesa lachupa ve'lo nib'ila. She had a chupa, but there was no bi'ah. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Zot Omeret. So on this Rava came along and said, Zot Omeret, Kansa b'chizkat betula. A guy gets married b'chizkat that she's a betula, like in this case, v'nimset be'ula, and you find that she's a be'ula, ketubata maneh. Just like we just saw in this case over here. She's b'chizkat betula, because the case is talking about when she got married, and nothing happened, and then she got divorced, or the guy died. And still what are we saying? That the second guy has no ta'ana betulin, and he has to pay her 100, and he cannot come along and say mekach ta'ut. So Rava comes along and says, you see from over here what? That when a lady has chizkat betula and she's finding to be a be'olah, she still gets 100. Rava Hashem amar le'olam emalach be'amar let la'klal. Rava Hashem comes along and says, still no. Maybe I'll tell you when it's a mistake like that, she gets nothing. When she's chizkat betula and then she's a be'olah, she gets nothing. Oh, v'shani acha, but what about this mishnah? She'are nechnesa lechupa. Again, she was nechnesa lechupa. In this case, she was married. So the guy has to suspect maybe something happened. And therefore, that's why in this case over here, he has no ta'anat betulin. But in the regular case, he will have. Same question. By saying that he doesn't have a ta'ana, he's not going to come to Betin. By not coming to Betin, maybe he's going to stop himself from finding out that maybe she was in ta'atav. Okay, same story. Now, why did he make a kiddushin immediately? He had to be out, so you're not concerned about zintat tahtav. Now, man dematni la abraita, according to the opinion that learned Rabbah's statement on the braita, let's review the braita. The braita was the case of the lady that was married, right? And then what happened? There was witnesses that said, Lo nistera, o nistera, velo shata kedebi'ah. Then she got married to the second guy. And what do we say to the second guy? Second guy comes over and says, he has no ta'ana of betulin, he has no ta'ana at all, because bottom line, she was married. And on that, Rava came along and said, Zot omeret, a case of a lady has a chizkat betula, and now she comes along and she's a be'ulai. He has no ta'ana. So, man de matila braita. According to that first opinion that learned it on the braita, kol sheken amatnitin. All the more so to the Mishnah. Now, what is this called sheken? Let's read Rashi. Ma de matni la lehad rabba v'rav ashe abraita called sheken amatnitin. The command de abraita afalgav de amru edim. The hadush of the braita is a big hadush. They had witnesses. Witnesses came along and said, nothing happened. They weren't alone. Lo nistera l'rishon v'sheni ze b'chizkat betulah kansan. Really, the second guy, when he married her, it was really be'azkat betulah, because he had witnesses. Va'afilu achi, and still what? Adar l'rav ashel rabba le'olam lo tishma kansan be'azkat betulah v'nimsed be'olah yesh l'ketubah deshani ha'acha shere kansan rishon. And still, even though there was seemingly a hazaka, and still rav ashel came along and said, no proof, because he was married. So if in that case you're telling me that what? That's different. So then, kol shekena matnitin deloiftihu edim al ken. Or the more so in the second case of the Mishnah, where it was just the lady that got married, right? No witnesses came along and said anything. So kol sheken, she's going to get a maneh, and there's not going to be a tanat betulin. And therefore, ikalim et yed l'davah umayda adal Rav Asher, which means, if Rav Asher is going to say in the case of the Braita, with his conclusive witnesses, evidence that they're coming along and saying she's Betula, and still you're telling me what? In that case, it's different. Since she was married, there's no more Hezkat Betuli. Even on his witnesses, still never she came along and said the case is different. Kol Sheken, in a case where there's no witnesses, like the case of the Mishnah, where a lady got married, and the husband died before Bi'ah, but there's no witnesses to prove that. Certainly in that case, the guy's not going to have a Ta'anat Betulin. If he doesn't have a Ta'anat Betulin when there's witnesses that say nothing happened, certainly he's not going to have a Ta'anat Betulin when there's no witnesses. So the Gemara is saying, the one that had this conversation in the Mishnah, I'm sorry, in the Braita, where there was witnesses called Sheken, it would hold suit in the Braita. However, the opposite is not true. Uman de matnila amatnitin, aval abaraita lo. But if you're learning it on the Mishnah, this whole conversation, I'll say yeah. You know why the case of the Mishnah is different? Because there was no witnesses. She was married. That's why she doesn't have a ta'ana of. That's why he doesn't have a ta'ana of betulin. Aval abaraita lo mishum dematzi amale ana aidim sabke. But in the case of the Braita, it's different. He could come along and maybe he'll have a ta'ana of betulin. Why? He could say, listen, there was witness over here. Witnesses came along and told me that she nothing happened. And therefore the man that, the one that had this conversation, this Sheikh Levi Tariah in the Mishnah, will hold that in the Braita, he does have a ta'ana of betulin. Because bottom line, he could say that I was relying on the Edim. Look, that's the conclusion of this piece. Comes the next Mishnah and says, Ha'ochel Etzel Hamiv Bihuda. Shelo Be'adim. Guy went to his father-in-law's house. Now normally, when does a guy buy his father-in-law's house? When they're engaged. So he's by his father-in-law's house. He's eating by his father-in-law's house. He's living there. Bihuda, in the place of Yehuda. Now what do we know about Yehuda? Right, Yehuda, the custom was to make a Yehud. The Hatan and Kala, or the Arus and Arusa, would make Yehud, so they get comfortable with each other. So it says, Shelo Be'adim, there was no witnesses. Eno Yachol Litron Ta'anat Betulin B'Pnei Shemityahed Imah. He'll lose your Ta'anat Betulin. Why? Because there's Yehud. Which this guy cannot come along after the wedding and say, hey, I didn't find Betulin. You're from Yehuda. Once there's Yehud, so it could be he himself was the one that broke the Betulin. So Klal Mishnah is telling you, anybody that comes from Yehuda, that has this custom of seclusion, there's no ta'ana betulin. Whenever we say ta'ana betulin, means he cannot come along and say lo matzati betulin. Okay, he cannot have that claim. But that's the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says midiktari ha'ochel, from the fact that the Mishnah says the one that's eating by his father-in-law's house in Yehuda, michlal di'ika duchta biyehuda name delo achil. It's not that it's a place in Yehuda that people have the custom not to do this. Which means the Mishnah could have just said, right. Bihuda, right. The law is like this. It didn't say that. It says, a guy in Yehuda that's eating by his father's house that made Yehud, so it's master in Yehuda itself, there was some that had the custom to make Yehud, and some not. Right? It's from the language of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Amar Abayesh Ma'mina, Bihuda name Mekomot, Mekomot Yesh. Yeah, in Yehuda, Mekomot, Mekomot. There's some place that had to play the deed of Yehud, and some didn't have the custom. Kedetanya, like we have a Braita. Amar Biyuda, Biyuda, in Yehuda. Berishona ayum yahadin et ta'atan v'takala sha'a achat kodim kinisatan d'chuppah. Custom in Yehuda was before the actual chuppah itself that would make Yehud. Like we said, so they become familiar with each other. Kedeshiri bo gaspa. Right? So his heart will be familiar and comfortable with his kala. Ubagali lo yausinkin. But in the Galil, they didn't do that. Good. Next thing, Yehuda, but Ishuna, you ma'amidim them shnei shushbinim. In Yehuda originally, they would have the custom to have what? Two shushbinim, like two shomnim, two watchmen. Echad lo ve'echad la. One for him and one for her. Now, what were these watchmen doing over here? Well, the one for him is making sure that she doesn't produce a fake fake cloth with blood on it. Because the kala wants to show that she has blood. Right? So the shushbin, his shushbin, is to protect the hatan, that the kala doesn't fool around with a fake dam. And her shushbin is to protect her, that he doesn't come along and take the real blood and destroy it. Right? So that was the custom in Yehuda. They both had shushbinin. That's what he could serve the hatan at the end of the chuppah. Ubagalil, lo ayu osinke. But in the Galil, the custom was not to do that. Yehuda, berishona,
Hayushus binim yeshinim bebayit she'atam v'kala yeshinim ba.
Right, the custom was that the susbinim would actually sleep in the house where the hatan and the kala were.
Ubagalil lo hayu osim kem.
Well, it's obvious, you don't have to say that, because in Galil they didn't even have the custom to make susbinim. So certainly they weren't sleeping in the house.
V'chol shelo nahag k'minhag hazeh.
Oh, but if they don't have this minhag, whoever doesn't have this minhag,
Eno yachol litron ta'anat bitulim.
They cannot make a ta'ana of bitulim. Now,
Rashi comes along and says, look at Rashi lebashmesh. Lebashmesh ulmashmesh b'ma'aseh'en b'oto ha'layla, shelo yikalkilu ze et ze b'ma'aseh'en b'termit.
We don't want them to get involved in trickery.
Shelo yir'ez ze dam betulin,
right? We don't want the lady to come along and show fake dam betulin.
V'yovad,
or this one's going to come along and destroy it.
V'zu lo tabi mapat, v'zu lo tabi mapat shesh ale tipe damim.
That's the lady. We don't want, that's the lady. The first is the man, so let's review.
Shelo yir'ez ze dam betulin,
the guy's going to see dam betulin, v'yovad, he's going to destroy it. Or the lady's not going to bring a mapat with drops of blood on it, and the producer, which is a fake.
Ubimkom shenagu lemashmesh.
Now, in the place where they had the custom to be mashmesh,
lo nagu liyahid.
You have to say that there was no yehud. Because if there was yehud, what's the guards going to do already? Which means, in a place where there's yehud, we said there's no tana between them anyway. So we see in Yehuda itself, it said two things. They had the custom to make yehud, and they had the custom to make nishus minin. Hold it. If you're making Yehud, there's no purpose for the Shushbinim. Because the whole purpose of the Shushbinim is what? To protect the Ta'ana of Bitulim. But if there's Yehud, anyway there's no Ta'ana of Bitulim, so the Shushbinim don't serve a purpose. So what do you see? Must be that in Yehuda itself, there were different customs. Some had the custom to make Yehud, so in those places where they made Yehud, there was no Shushbinim. In the place where they didn't make Yehud, there were Shushbinim. So therefore you see what? In the Chanameh, the Mishnah's Meduyek, and there were places in Yehuda that had the custom of Yehud, and places that did not.
Comes Gibran and says, good. Ahiyah. Where is this going back on?
Gibran is analyzing the Braita. It said at the end of the Braita,
V'chol shelo nahag k'minhag hazeh.
If you don't have this minhag, you do not have ta'anat bitulim.
So the Gibran says, what is that going back on?
Let's get the statement again. Whoever doesn't have this minhag cannot claim ta'anat betulim.
Gemara says, "Idi ma aresha."
If it's going back on the resha, which is yehud,
called shenahag mev'ele.
On the contrary, if it's the yehud issue, it should say, if you have the minhag of yehud, there's no ta'anat betulim. So the statement's not correct, right? Because this statement says, whoever doesn't have the minhag doesn't have a ta'anat betulim. On the contrary, if it's going on yehud, it should say, if you have the minhag of yehud, there's no ta'anat betulim.
Ela asefa.
Oh, so it's going on the sefa legabe the shushbinim. And what is the statement saying? Whoever doesn't have the custom of shushbinim doesn't have the deen of ta'anat betulim. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't make sense.
Kol shelom mushmash mev'ele,
which literally means anybody that's not being served, it should say.
Let's read Rashi. Rashi, kol shalom mushmash mev'ele. That to'en ta'anat betulin.
Who's the guy that's to'en ta'anat betulin?
Who? Abal.
Of course, it's the husband. That's the guy that says the ta'anat de betulin.
Ve'hu eno noeg mishmush.
He doesn't make the investigation. He doesn't appoint Yishus binin.
Shebo she'eno talui beba'al.
The mishmush is not dependent on the husband. Ela al abiya kala. Who investigates the husband? The father of the kala. He sends the investigator or the shuzbin to go make sure that he doesn't fool around, right?
Lemashmesho shelo yovad et betulea. Umishmush bekala.
And what's the mishmush bekala?
Shelo tavi dam minachutz talui beba'al.
Now, the part that's talui beba'al is him getting his shuzbin to just make sure that the kala doesn't produce or generate a fake blood. Now,
the hechitani.
So then, why did it say, or why should it have said,
kol baal shelo nahag mishmush.
It said in the statement, any baal that was not noheg mishmush,
eno yachol liton ta'anat betulim,
which you tell me if he was not noheg mishmush, he cannot be to'en ta'anat betulim.
Kol sheken de'im lo nahag lemashmesh ve'em mishmeshu oto,
which means in the case where, let's say, the father of the kalah was mishmeshim, they checked him out,
the yachol liton,
which means in that case over there he would be able to be to'en.
Hachi ib'ele lemitne, it
should have said like this,
kol shalom mushmash eno yachol liton deshem ra'a ve'abad.
The statement should say like this: as long as he's not being watched, he has no ta'anat betulim. We understand why. Because if he's not being watched, what are you worried about? He took the cloth and he threw it away. So as long as he's not watched, he should lose his ta'ana of betulim. Correct? Let's go to two sides again. There's two people being watched. The hatan's being watched by the kalah, and the kalah's being watched by the hatan. Now, when would the person lose his ta'ana of betulim? The ta'ana of betulim is lost if he's not being watched. Because what are you concerned about? You guys can come along and say, oh, she's not a betula. Yeah, of course, because you took the cloth and you destroyed it. So therefore, if he has a shomer, then of course he has a ta'ana betulin. Because they can't say you destroyed the cloth. But if he doesn't have a shomer, so then already he loses his ta'ana betulin. Because they come along and say, you have no ta'ana betulin, no betulin. You took the cloth and you destroyed it. So therefore the Gemara's language should have said, kol shelo mushmash, which means any hatan that's not being observed, we'll call, or watched, loses. But that wasn't the lashon. The lashon was kol shelo nahag. Kol shelo nahag is mashmash that he's doing it. Well, he's not doing it, it's being done to him. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye. Abaye is the answer. Le'olam aresha. You know what? When it said kol shelo nahag, it's going on the resha. Vitni kol shenahag. Change the girsa. Meaning read it as it. Whoever was noheg yehud, right? If you noheg yehud, so then already you don't have ta'anat betulin. Kol shenahag, meaning kol shenahag min hagzeh of yehud, in lo ta'anat betulin. So the Gemara says, Abba le'rava, ve'a kol shelo nahag ketani. But it says kol shelo nahag. It's a do'ak to change the girsa. Ela amar ava, hachi ka amar. Kol shelo nahag minahag galil begalil, ela minahag Yehuda begalil, eno yachol liton ta'anat betulim. Which means like this. He learns like this. The minhag in Galil was what? No Yehud. No Yehud, so therefore you had ta'anat betulim. So it's like this. Kol shelo nahag minhag Galil begalil. If you didn't follow the minhag of Galil in Galil, what did you do? You followed minhag Yehuda in Galil, in lo ta'anat betulim. So he kept the words of kol shelo nahag. Meaning, as long as Galil was not noheg begalil Yehud, in lem ta'anat betulim. Which means, if they were noheg like Yehuda, that means they were noheg Yehud. Therefore they lose the betulim, they lose the ta'anat betulim. So what Rava gains, he keeps the lashon of kol shelo nahag. Ravashe amar le'olam asefa. Really, our time is going on the sefa and the law of the shushbinin. Vitni kol shelo mushmash. Yeah, and changing it, learn it, not kol shelo nahag, because we're not going on his inspection, we're saying on him being inspected. And therefore, learn the case, read it like this, kol shelo mushmash. Any hatan that's not inspected, he loses ta'ana betulim. Why does he lose ta'ana betulim? Since he's not being inspected, he'll take the cloth and destroy it. If we have no ne'emanu to say, I didn't find betulim. Of course you didn't find betulim because you took it and destroyed it. So kol shelo mushmash, if he was not inspected, he loses the ta'ana. Okay, good. Now we continue the next Mishnah. Ahad almanat Yisrael. Okay, you have an almanah, let's say, of a Yisrael. Well, actually she's a bat Yisrael. Ve'achat almanat kohanim. Or let's say she's almanah, meaning she's a bat kohen. Okay, now, almanah gets ketubah. How much is the ketubah, whether she's a bat Yisrael almanah, or she's a bat kohenet, or bat kohen almanah?
Ketubata mane.
Right, we know the din of almana. How much almana get? Almana gets 100.
Bet din shel kohanim hayu govin lebtula 400 zuze.
Wow, the bet din of the kohanim to protect the kohanim families, they would go and institute that a betula kohenet her ketubah is 400 zuz. Velo mihubi adab hachamim. And the rabbis are not rebuked. Normally, what's the deen? The deen is ketubah ve-betulah is 200. But the families of the Kohanim, they protected the betulot of the Kohanim, and therefore they said, they upped it. And they made it what? They made it to 400. Now again, this is called tosefet ketubah. Anybody's allowed to add money to the ketubah, as long as you have the minimum 200. So they came along and made like a standard tosefet ketubah of 400. And we'll see... We'll see why exactly what was done. Right, besides the two, they added two. No, altogether 400. Altogether 400. Okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana, we have a statement. The almanat kohanim ketubata matayim. Oh, we have a statement that says, if a bat kohen becomes an almana or ketubah is 200. That goes against our Mishnah. Didn't we just say ben almanat Israel, ben almanat kohen, the ketubah is 100. Now you tell me it's 200. So the Gemara says, ve'anantenan, achat almanat Israel, ve'achat almanat kohen, ketubah tammane, stira. The Gemara says, amar Rav Asher, shte takanot havu. There was two original takanot. Me'ikara tiknu lebetula arba me'od zuze, ul almana mane. Which means, originally the takana was what? That a betula, meaning a bat kohen, betula, originally the takana was what? Her ketubah is 400 zuz, and an almana that's a bat kohen, her ketubah is 100. So almana was the same, whether it was a bat kohen or a bat yisrael, but a bat kohen was considered, they made it 400. What happened? Kevad dehazu de mezalzele behu. But the bad thing, they saw that they were being mizalzel. Says kevan dehazu de mizalzelebu, which means the bad thing of the kohanim saw that what, that they were being mizalzel be'almanat kohanim, because they saw since the ketubah be'almanat kohen, bat kohen is only 100, so the people, it's easy for them to divorce them.
Right.
So therefore, what? The Hachamim were concerned that the price of an almanat kohen is too cheap, because the people being mezazel. Let's read Rashi. The mezazelebu be'almanat kalot be'aneim lotzian mepnei shektubatan mu'etet. So tiknu lehu matan. So they upgraded the ketubah and almanat to 200. Degenai aya lahen. So that she has a question. What do you mean? A regular bat yisrael, the ketubah is also maneh. So we thought it was a genai because they were getting divorced very easily. Well, if that's the case, it should have been same thing by a bat yisrael. Almanat bat yisrael is also maneh. So he says, miu kohanim hashim itfe. Kohanim are more hashuvim. Vegenai lahem yirushe benotem yotem yisrael. To them it was a bigger embarrassment if any of their descendants gets divorced. So which means, a regular Yisrael, ketubah was 100, that's if a guy would get divorced because it's so easy to get divorced, it didn't bother them. But the Kohanim families, it was a big genai to have their daughters get divorced. And therefore you're going to tell me that an almana is only 100, so what was happening? 100, guy would get married, he only has to pay 100, it was easy to get divorced. It bothered the Kohanim because that's the kabot for the families. So what do? They upgraded the ketubah of an almana to 200. Comes Gemara and says, "Tiknu lehu matan." Kevan dechazu deka parshan minayu. And that would end up happening. Nobody was marrying them, because what was the guy saying? The amar the amre ad nazban almenat kohanim nizir nisib betulat bat Israel. For the same price, I can marry a betulat Israel, which means instead of taking an almanat kohen, it's going to cost me 200. I can take a betulat bat Israel. So what was happening? Nobody was marrying the almanat kohen. So what happened? Aderinu lemiltayu. So they had to go bring it back
to the original Takana of 100. So therefore there's two Tanaic statements. One statement said Almanat Kohen 100. One said 200. It was a two different points. At one time they upgraded it to 200 so they will not be Mizalzel. But when they upgraded it to 200, nobody was marrying them. They said, I can get for the same price a Betulah Bet Israel. So therefore they came along and they changed the Takana back. Comes the Gemara and says, Bet Din Shel Kohanim. Right, we said the Betin of Kohanim seems to have their own Betin. They were the ones that upgraded the Ketubah of an Betulah to 400 zuz. Right, and the rabbis did not protest. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo Betin shel Kohanim bilvad amru. Wasn't only the Betin of the Kohanim, or it's not only an inyan of the Hakamim themselves that can make such a takana. Ela afilu mishpachot miyuhasot miYisrael. Which is even families that are Hashuvah families that have the lineage, let's say, that are not Kohanim, imratzu la'asot kederek shekohanim osim. They want to make a takana, let's say, certain families. Listen, you want to marry into our family, ketubah is going to be 400. You don't need the Kohanim necessarily, or the Hachamim, let's say, to make it. The families themselves who have Yehus can institute the ketubah. So comes the Gemara. Who made this statement over? This was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So comes the Gemara and says, Metibe, we have a question. Metibe from a Braita. Harose la'asot kederek she'akohanim osim. If you have families that they want to follow the practice of the Kohanim to take water ketubah of 400 zuz, kegon bat Yisrael lekohen. For example, a bat Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, or a bat Kohen the Yisrael, or a bat Kohen that's married to a Yisrael, osin, which means they can make a tekanan, upgrade the ketubah to even 400 zuz. So the Gemara says, makes a diyuk. Bat Yisrael lekohen ubat kohen Yisrael, because what? At least there's Kohanim in there. Either the wife is a Kohenet or the husband is a Kohen. So therefore, since there's Yehus over there, at least there's Kohanim, that's why you can upgrade the Ketubah to 400. However, the Gemara says, Hu de'ika tzad keuna, abal bat Yisrael Yisrael, lo. But if it's all Yisrael, since it's not considered tzad keuna, maybe you have no right to upgrade the Ketubah to 400 zuz. You were telling me above Shemuel that what? Afilu mishpechotam yuhasot Yisrael, they can go upgrade it to 400. But you see over here what? Only because one of them is a Kohen, then already you have inyan of Yehus. Mashiach, if it's Bat Yisrael, so you cannot. Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Lo mebaya, come on. The Gemara is using a style of lo mebaya. It's just saying like this. Lo mebaya Bat Yisrael Yisrael. I don't have to tell you that case where everybody is Yisrael, where it's about Yisrael, Yisrael, that what? That for sure you can upgrade the ketubah. Delo matze amar la eluyeka me'alila lich, which means the husband cannot tell the wife, I elevated you, because he himself is Yisrael. He married a bat Yisrael. Could he tell his wife, I elevated you? Therefore, he has no. Which means she's going to come along and say, listen, I want a ketubah 400. He can't come along and say, you want 400? I made you. I elevated you. She could say, you did nothing to me. You're a Yisrael. I'm about to say we're equal. There I would say she has a ta'ana to come along and say, listen, we're me, you hasot. We want an extra ketubah. And he can't come along and say, I should pay extra. You should pay me. I elevated you. He can't say that in the case of about to say to Yisrael. However, Aval bat Yisrael le kohen dematze amar la aluye kam alina lich emala kavash ma'alan. But in the case where, let's say, the Kohen marries the Bat Yisrael. In this case, now the Bat Yisrael is going to come along and say, listen, you want to marry me? 400 zuz ketubah. He could come along and say, I should pay you 400 zuz? You are your Bat Yisrael. That's nothing. Now that you married me, you're elevated. Now she can eat terumah, for example. Right? Bat Yisrael married to Kohen can eat terumah, which means I elevated you. I'm not paying. Kamash ma'alan, that still even a Bat Yisrael can come along and demand 400 for the ketubah, even if she's marrying a Kohen, and the Kohen's claim of what do you mean? I elevated you is not a ta'ana. So in a chename, any family it comes out that wants to have a certain takana, that their girls are only going to be married with a higher level ketubah, more than 200 zuz, rasha'im. It's not only deen of keuna. Comes the next Mishnah. Hanoseh et ha'isha velo masala betulim. Person marries a lady, and of course, he did not find the betulin. He omeret mish'erastani ne'enasti, which means she comes along and says, listen, I agree I'm not a betulah, but what happened? After I got engaged, after the erusin, I was ne'etzah. Somebody came on by force. And therefore, what did she say to him? V'nistahafa sadehu.
Your field got flooded. It's your mazal.
Before I was engaged to you, nothing happened to me. Now I got engaged to you, I made idusin. What happened?
I got ne'etzah.
So therefore, it's your loss.
You want to take away my ketubah? It's your mazal was gorem that I should lose, I should become ne'etzah. And therefore, you owe me the ketubah. It's like a person that buys a field. Right? If he buys the field, something goes wrong with
in
the field.
In his position.
Right, in his position. Exactly, in his position. Right. So therefore, she's coming on, I won't make ketubah.
He comes along and says, no. Vehu omer lo chi, ela ad shelo erastich. Ve'aya mikhi mekach ta'ut. He comes up and says, hey, listen, this happened before you were married, before I was married, before I was engaged to you. And therefore what? Mekach ta'ut. I married you, be'azkat betula. And now you're coming along and you're be'azkat betula. I'm not paying you anything. Mekach ta'ut, you get zero. So what do you do in this case? So Rabban, Gabriel, Rabbi Eliezer Omrim, they come along and say, ne'emenet. That the lady has a ne'emanut, and therefore she gets her ketubah. Rabbi Yoshua argues and says, lo mipiya anu hayim, which means we do not rely on our testimony. Now what does this mean in the language, lo mipiya anu hayim? What do you mean, lo mipiya? We don't live from our testimony, because there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says, Ashlosha devarim ha'olam kayam. The world exists on three things. One of the three things is emet. So therefore, in this case over here, Rabbi Yoshua is saying, lo mipiha anu hayim. We're not going to live from such a lady's testimony. You know why? Because she's lying. It's not emet. Therefore, lo mipiha anu hayim. There's no life to the world based on such a testimony. And therefore, ehela, harezu b'chizkat be'ula, ad shelo tetares. Therefore, we consider that the betulim was broken before the irusin, v'tato, and therefore she tricked him. Listen, you want to bring a raya, bring a proof, but your testimony alone is not considered enough. Raya. So comes the Gemara now and analyzes the mahloket over between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Let's review. Rabbi Eliezer says what? Ne'eminet. According to Rabbi Yoshua, no. Lo mepia anu hayim. Now what's the sevarot over here between the two sides of the mahloket? So Gemara says, Itmar. Mane li biyadecha. Guy comes along to his friend and says, Maneli biyadeka, meaning you owe me 100. Vehala omer, any yodeya. Another guy comes along and says, I don't know anything about it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Amre, Hayav. He comes along and says, what? Hayav, which means he has to pay. He has to pay the 100. Let's say it's 100. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan Amre, Patur. What's the machloket of it? Gemara says, Rav Huna Amre, Hayav. Bari v'sheme, bari adif. Which means, we have a famous rule when it comes to the name Amonot. You have a person that's bari. Bari means he's vadai, he's certain, he's bari. And then you have a sheme. Sheme means he's misupak, he's not sure. Now this guy's coming along and saying, listen, I'm telling you, you owe me the 100. I'm bari, I know what you've done. The other guy comes along and says, I don't know if I owe you. Oh, so this is a classical case of bari v'sheme. So the deen is what? Bari adif. And therefore, he gets his money. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan Amre Patur. Why? Uke mamona b'chizkat mare. They come along, he comes along with a different sevara. He says, listen, you're coming along now, you want to take money out of me. You're saying I owe you the money? Until you can bring me a proof, the general rule is amosim ha'chavero ala v'ra'aya. You want to take money out of me, the burden of proof is on you that I owe you the money. And if until you bring me the ayah, keep the money where it is found, and therefore he does not have to pay. That's the machloket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna against Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abayel Rabbi Yosef. So Abayel comes along and tells Rabbi Yosef, Had Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda dishmueli. Where did Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna get their shita from? They must have learned it from their rabbi. Who was their rabbi? Shmuel. Well, what did Shmuel say? Ditnan, we have Mishnah. The Mishnah is later on in Daf Yud Gimel. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hayta me'uberet. Good, you have a lady, she's pregnant. V'amru la matibo shel ubar zeh. They come along and say, what's the status of it? From who did you get pregnant from? She comes along and says, Me'ish peloni.
v'kohenu, which means I had got pregnant. She wasn't married, but she's saying I got pregnant from a kohen, meaning from a kasher, which means somebody that is kasher, as opposed to a pasul. It's not somebody that's a goy or something like that. It's a kasher, meaning it's miyuhas, and therefore the bi'ah is not posel her to the kihuna, for example. The bank believe it to be the ezer omrim ne'emenet. So they come along and say she's believed. She's coming along and saying she knows what she had to be out with. Therefore, she has a ne'emanut, and therefore nafka mina shall be muteret to marry to the kihuna. Because the law is if a lady went with, let's say, a miyuhas, she does not become pasul to marry a kohen. Only if she goes to somebody that's asura to her, then already, for example, she went with a goy, then already for that she becomes pasul to kohen. She's considered like a zonah. If she went with somebody that was kasherta, like this case, she's saying, I'm pregnant. Oh, you're pregnant? But from who? From a kohen. Muter le kehuna. Ne'emen it. V'amari v'damar Shemuel, halakha k'rabban Gamliel. Oh, and Shemuel came along and said, we follow Rabban Gamliel. V'amar le Rav Shemuel bar Yehuda le Rav Yehuda. Shinana, which means that's a type of sharp one. That's it's a kinui that they're telling, a nickname they're telling. Young, sharp one. Shinana, he tells him. Amart lan mishme de Shmuel halacha kerabban Gamliel af barishona, which means not only did you tell us that in the Mishnah, the case of the Me'uberet, that we're going to trust her when she comes along and says that it's from a Kohen, that she has a Ne'emanut, but when it came to the Machlok in our Mishnah, what was the case of our Mishnah again? We had the case where the lady's coming along and saying what? That she was indeed ne'insa after the Irusin, and therefore nistahafa sadehu. And in that case over there, would we say the Ban Gamliel said ne'eminet? We believe her. So therefore, he's telling him like this. Not only did you tell us that the halakha is like the Ban Gamliel in the case of the Me'uberet situation, but you also said that the halakha is what? Af. Also, we're going to take the bagel in the case of the ketubah, where she comes along and says that I was ne'insa after the irusin. So let's read that inside. Gemara says, "Amarta mishmeres, you told us the name of Shmuel. Halacha kerabban Gamliel af barishona, even in the first case." So comes the Gemara and says, oh, now what does af mean? So the Gemara says, my af barishon. I mean, af is much as a hadush. She's not only the case of with the mi'uberet, but even in the case of the ketubah case. Well, what's af? So Gemara, I'll tell you what af is. Af al gav di'ika lememar uki mamona b'chizkat mareh amar Rabban Gamliel bari adif. Right, and even though that you would say a sivara, keep the money by the person that has it. Which means, in this case over here, who has the money? The husband. The husband's holding the money. You want to take the ketubah money out of me? The lady should bring a proof. And therefore what? Still Rabban Gamliel says, bari adif. She's the bari in this case. She's coming and saying, I know what happened to me. I'm telling you, I was the insa after the irusin. You're coming along and saying, well, who says? Maybe it was before. And therefore you see what? That Rabban Gamliel is holding what? Of the sivara of Bari Veshemeh, Bari Adif. And what Shmuel is saying, halakha, after Rabban Gamliel, that even in the case we have, a case of Uki Mamona B'Hizkat Mareh, still you're going to say what? That you go with the claim of the Bari. So therefore what? You see that when Shmuel came along and said that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna's statement really is Shmuel, because Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna are the ones that said Bari Veshem Bari Adif. Where did they get that? From their rabbi. Where do you see Shmuel held Bari Veshem? Because he was posek like our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is a case of Bari Veshem. So therefore they were saying you should know when Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna made a statement that said Bari Veshem Bari Adif by the case of Maneli Biyadecha, they didn't just get it from themselves. They learned it from their rabbi. Who's their rabbi? Shmuel. Where do you see Shmuel said it? You see Shmuel said that even in the case of our Mishnah, where what? Where you're going against the Hazakav Mamon, where you're trying to take money out of the Muhzak, the husband is the Muhzak, and still what did he say? You believe the lady, Ne'eminet. Why do you believe the lady? Because of the rule of Bari Veshem, Bari Adif.
It makes sense to answer like we answered that Rav Nachman who the Amar Rabban Gamliel, that indeed Rav Nachman that said in the case of Maneli Biyadecha that what that Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Araya, meaning Uki Mamone Azkat Mare, we don't take the money out till he brings a proof. He can hold like Rabban Gamliel of the Mishnah that said what that the lady has an emanut. Why? Because we're going to go with Bari Veshim Bari Adif. Why? Because she has a good claim. Number one, she has a migu because she could have claimed something better. She could have claimed mukat etz, and also she's working with her own personal status hazakah that she's a betula. Therefore, we say she's a betula until the latest point. So I can agree with that, and it makes sense to say that Nachman agrees with Rabban Gamliel. You know why? The imkein, because you're not going to say that ilcheta ilcheta kasha ilcheta ilcheta. You're going to have a contradiction on the halachot. Why? The kaimalan ilcheta kerav Nachman bedine. We have a rule. Whenever it comes to dinim amunot, monetary cases, we follow Rav Nachman. But we also know that when it came to the Ketubot case, we hold like Rabban Gamliel. So therefore, how could we together at the same time, which means have halachalik Rav Nachman and Rabban Gamliel? If you're going to say they're arguing, so now the halachot are going to be clashing. So therefore the Gemara says, so it must be, if you could hold like Rav Nachman, and you could hold like Rabban Gamliel, they both can coexist together, like we said. Why? Because the dinim of Rav Nachman will agree to the case of the Mishnah because of the migu factor and the hazakah factor. So it comes out, the maskana according to the Gemara, we say halakha k'Rav Nachman, and that what? That when it comes to the machloket bari v'sheme, love bari adif. In that case, which maneli biyadika, we don't say bari adif. On the contrary, we say motzi mechavero ala baraya, meaning uki mamone azkat mare. Leave the money where it is, and therefore you have to bring a proof. However, alakha will be like Rabban Gamliel now Mishnah that the isha does take the ketubah with the ta'ana mishne erasti ne'enasti because she has two extra factors that may give her more credibility, which is the migu factor and the hazaka factor. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.